April Monday. Another edition of Messages from Beyond here on WBCB. And who's got the duty today? It's Bridget is on board here with us. Hi, Bridget. How's it going?
Really great.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
Yeah. You feel some vibe going on out there. Some things going on.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And you are, I guess, we sort of have the revolving host. We've had others before, so.
Sure, yeah. I'm with Psychic Source,
yep.
And glad to be here.
Good enough. Do you want to just jump right in there? Why wait,
sure.
Huh? All right.
Sure.
215-949-3232 is our number, and we'll try to move it along the best we can and try to keep it as concise as we can as well. So let's get it going, and first up will be Harold. You're on with Bridget. Go ahead.
Good morning, Bridget. I'd like to try and get in touch with my favorite aunt, my mother's oldest sister, Aunt Addie.
Okay. And this is your mom's oldest sister?
Right.
And
she was my favorite aunt, Aunt Addie.
Aunt Anna? Okay.
Addie, H-A-T-T-I-E. Harriet was her real name, but I called her Aunt Addie.
Okay, great. What I'm picking up on is, and whom am I speaking with? What's your name?
Harold, H-A-R-O-L-D.
You're Harold, correct?
Yes.
And Harold, just could I quickly have your birth date?
1-3-37.
Thanks, Harold. Harold, what I'm picking up on is, I'm getting a strong feeling of this woman who was very close to the earth. I'm seeing trees all around her. I'm also seeing bird feeders, and she was loved nature. With you, Harold, she's still very close to you. I see her in your energy field. In fact, Harold, your aunt is one of your spiritual guides. She's showing me you as a little boy, and you're on a bike, and she's actually, you're driving right around her whole street area in circles, and she's laughing. She's loved you. You were her favorite, and I'm picking up that she has been there for a very, very long time through a lot of disappointments for you, Harold. You may have even felt her presence. She's with somebody called, somebody that she knew in her life called Joseph. And
I don't know who that would be.
Okay, well, she's with that person, and when she passed over, Harold, she didn't die. She just went into a different energy field. And we don't die. We just change energy fields, Harold. And she's very much present in your life. And she said she's going to send you, she loved birds too. And she's going to send you a message. And you can actually feel her, Harold. Very happy, very content, and is very much in your energy field right now.
Did she say when I may be seeing her, my health has not been that good?
Well, Harold, she's showing me that actually there's going to be a medication, and we're not supposed to talk about health, but your health is going to turn around. And I'm not picking up on anything bad that's going to happen to you. I'm picking up that things seem to be actually progressing for the better for you, Harold.
She had a nickname for me with the initials HB. Did she mention what that is?
Something, hairy boy, something like that. Hardy boy, something that has boy in it.
You're right, honey boy.
Yeah, and that's her identifying herself to you, Harold, that she's very close to you right now. And I see her, and I actually I'm smelling roses when as you're talking.
My mother's name was Rose or Rosanna.
Okay, all right. Well, that's another identification. And the more you, and she could come to you with messages too, Harold. You don't worry about your health, she said. She sees it turning around. It's not your time yet.
All right.
Okay, that's her message to you.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, Harold.
Thank you, Harold. Thank you for checking in with us. All right, 215-949-3232 with Bridget going on here today is hosting, and the next up will be Don. You're on with Bridget. Go ahead.
Hi. Good morning, Bridget. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Whom am I speaking with, please?
Donald.
Don. Okay, and could I have your birth date, Don?
August 15th, 1964.
Thank you. And what's your question?
The last 2 years, it's been really rough on me financially, romance. Everything it's been real bad 2 years, and I was just wondering how things are going to progress in the near future.
Okay. Donald, I'm picking up that you have your own business. I'm picking up you're an entrepreneur, actually. And I am picking up, Donald, that something that goes back right around, I want to say this past, a year ago, not this past April 30th, May 1st, things got a bit rocky for you.
Okay.
As we get into this May, June, July, August, as we get into especially the end of the summer, the beginning of the fall, I see finances picking up. I see business increasing. I do see a rocky time. It's almost been bad. This real bad. Actually, from January till right now. But there is some light coming at the end of the tunnel, Donald. And I'm picking up by the end of summer, beginning of fall, I see a real big improvement coming. There may be a move for you too, Donald.
Okay.
But it's not going to be bad. It's going to be positive. Did you mention something about a romance here? Did you mention something about that?
Yeah, like I said, the last 2 years have been rocky on everything, and I was just wondering if it's how my romance is going to be.
Okay, all right. I'm picking up a female, Anna, Alice, something like that. And it seems as if somebody from your past is going to reconnect with you. But I'm also picking up as we get in, right when the finances seem to be opening up, the end of summer, beginning of fall, I see somebody that you're going to be meeting, and it looks like you're going to be meeting this person through a group. Now, are you a member of any outside groups, Donald?
No, ma'am.
Okay, it could be a church group, but there's some group that you're going to be meeting this new person through, and I do see romance coming. Somebody who will be.
That's somebody from my past?
There will be somebody from your past, too, reconnecting with you. It looks like somebody, I want to say an Anne.
Hello?
And.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Donald?
Hello?
Hello?
No, that doesn't work. We're going to have to move on. All right.
Okay.
It doesn't work. All right, we'll go with Marion. You're up with Bridget. Go ahead.
Hi. Whom am I speaking with, please?
Bridget today.
Yes, this is Bridget with Psychic Source. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Bridget. Bridget, you're on. Let me see. I've got you with Marion. Marion, are you there? Go ahead.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Can you hear Bridget?
Yes, I can.
Hi, this is Bridget with Psychic Source. Who is this?
Yes, my name is Marion.
Miriam?
Yes, Marion with an N. And I'm curious to know, can you read around a certain individual without speaking to them?
Correct, but could I first have your birth date and the person's first name and birth date?
Okay, my name is Marion. My birth date is December 27th, 1964. His name is Alex, and he was born June 1st, 1970.
June 1st, 1970.
Yeah.
And this his name is Alex.
Yes, Alex with an X.
And what is your question, Marion?
I'm curious to know how he was doing. We haven't spoken in about 3 months, and he said he had a lot of issues going on, so of course I'm worried because I haven't heard anything from him.
Okay.
I was curious to know how he's doing and if we will be speaking anytime soon.
Okay. I'm picking up that right around March 15th, 16th, 17th, their communication sort of dropped off here. Miriam, you will be hearing from Alex. What I'm picking up on, I do see some female energy beside Alex now.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look 100% positive that it's moving in a forward direction. It could even be Alex and X that he's reconnected with.
Uh-huh.
I'm also seeing a younger person, it could be a daughter here, that's having some real issues with her family.
Okay.
You will be hearing from Alex. It looks like it's going to actually be around the end of this month. I see Alex trying to reconnect with you.
Mm-hmm.
He's something career-wise is very much up in the air for Alex, and it almost looks like there's been some downsizing, and
yes,
he's got some financial issues looming that he's pulled away from you because of this. There's a lot happening, and his life, his plate is pretty full.
Right.
The best, Marion, I do see spiritual qualities around you. I don't suggest that you contact him, but
okay,
if you send him spiritual messages, because we're spiritual, mental, and physical beings all at the same time, and you can send him your love and your energy, and he will pick up on that, and he will contact you.
Okay. Do you see any potential for, like, getting back into a serious relationship?
Well,
with him?
I'm picking up that Alex is not going to be able to go there in the near future because of he's got real commitment issues, a lot of commitment issues.
I see.
But, Marion, I'm picking up that there is somebody new, somebody you don't know, who will be coming into your life, and I want to say that this is going to happen in, I want to say the beginning, it could be the very end of August, the very beginning of September, and I'm hearing, it looks like that this is going to be through, I want to say, again, this looks like it's some a church activity. It's not church, it's something that the church will be holding.
Okay.
And I'm picking up that there is somebody. It seems it's a rob or a robber. And that is somebody that I'm not sure if that's somebody that you already know, but it seems that that's going to be somebody you're going to be meeting.
Okay.
Good enough.
Okay, now you keep, it's very important for you to creatively visualize all of this happening.
Okay.
Okay, I taught this for over 30 years, and now all these books are out on called creative visualization.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did, I used what the mystics said for eons. You put it out there into the universe, Miriam.
Okay.
because the universe has ears. Okay? So you
I'm just not sure if I can Alex was the first person I felt like this since I can remember.
I'm sorry,
so
I didn't hear
having
that.
Having a difficult time.
Marion, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said Alex was the first person I felt like this ever, I think. And I'm having a difficult time letting go, I guess.
Okay, Marion, now this is really important. The letting go. I have a podcast on my profile page at Bridget at Psychic Source. It's called Letting Go. You're not letting go of Alex. What you're going to be doing is letting go of your strong desire for Alex, because our strong desires can become stumbling blocks. They're not stepping stones. So please listen to it when we get off, and that's is opening up the energy field. Alex will try to reconnect with you at some point. But it's but I'm not seeing a reconnection till late summer, early September. This is when you're going to be meeting somebody new. Mm-hmm. Alex is going to try to reconnect with you. So it would be really good, Marion, if you could listen to the letting go meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's Bridget at Psychic Source, okay?
Okay.
All right. Oh, okay, Marion. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, we are here with Bridget, Psychic Source, and a lot of stuff going on out there, that's for sure. Let's get one more in, one more before we get to the break, and let's check. And go this route and check in with Azaria. You're up with Bridget. You're on. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Hello, Bridget.
Hi, Azalea. Nice talking to you. Azalea, could I please have your birth date?
My birthday is March 18th, 1996.
July 18th. What's the year?
March 18th, 1996.
Thank you, Azalea. Yes, what's your question?
I had a question about what did you see from me resigning Albert?
What? I'm sorry, could you speak into the phone just a little bit more?
I had a question about what did you see from me and this guy named Albert?
Okay, what I see with some fella named Albert, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, could I have Albert's birth date?
It's July 10th, 1994.
Okay, let me ask my spiritual guides. Azalea.
Yes.
I'm picking up what my guides are showing me. I do see a strong attraction cord that runs between you and Albert.
Mm-hmm.
Albert, I am picking up, though, right now, a bit of an emotional and a physical standstill here. I do pick up that Albert is very attracted to you, but he seems to have some fears of commitment issues right now, Azalea. And Albert, it looks like Albert can, he's got a side of him that is a bit confusing, maybe, that he keeps to himself. So it's a little bit like maybe trying to put together a puzzle, trying to figure out Albert. I do see that he is attracted. Right now, there is somebody, though, that has his attention, and I'm not picking up on an intimate way, could be an ex here, but I do see this relationship moving forward, Angela, Azalea, I'm sorry.
It's Azaria, but it's fine.
What's that?
So do you see him being like long-term, like with me and him?
Okay, Azalea, I do see the relationship cord here. This is going to be a bit of a process for Albert, because right now I see he's trying to get on his feet. he's in this past 6 months, there's been a career, a change, or something's up in the air, right, that is just being solved now. And I do see you coming together stronger. It looks like the relationship is, as we get into, I want to say mid-July, I see the two of you coming closer together.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Azaria.
Okay,
thank you so much. There you go. All right. All right. Bridget, just hold, you can get your breath just a little bit. We're kind of like out of the gate running in a hurry here, so... just take a breath. 215-949-3232 is our number. We're coming right back. And you can reach Bridget at psychicsource.com. 1-844-511-7373. And be sure to use the promo code WBCB Radio for a special new customer order.
Liz Connor. I am the owner and a teacher at the Francine Peacock Yoga Studio in Yardley, Pennsylvania. And I'm also a business and personal customer at First Federal of Bucks County. One of the greatest features that they offer is mobile banking. I just take a picture of the check and it's deposited. I can do business on the run.
I'm Jean Coyle, president and CEO of First Federal of Bucks County. Please let us know how we can do more for you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you sell your home faster in today's real estate market and for as much as possible? That's the focus of the Moving and Home Downsizing Show, hosted by Mike, the downsizing guy, Ivankovich. Each show, each week, will provide ideas, tips, and strategies designed to help you sell your home faster and for more money. So join us Friday mornings from 10 to 10:30 for the Moving and Home Downsizing Show. That immediately follows Mike's 9 to 10 show, that is, What's It Worth? With Mike the Appraiser.
All right, Messages from Beyond continues here on WBCB. And we've got Bridget going here. You okay there, Bridget? Things are working.
Hi, yeah.
All right, let's get back to the lines, and I believe Jackie is the next up, and you're with Bridget. Go ahead, Jackie, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, this is Bridget with Psychic Source. Is this Jackie?
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Jackie, could I have your birth date, please?
9/22/74.
Okay. I don't do astrological readings, Jackie. I work through my spiritual guides, but you are the perfect Virgo Libra. You balance everything. Everything has to have perfect balance for you to, for your harmony, Jackie. Now, Jackie, what's your specific question?
I don't really have one. I just want to know what you think. If anything important is going to happen, I don't really care about a specific person.
Okay. Could you just say that a little bit more into the phone?
I just want to know if you can see anything going on with me at this particular time. I'm not really concerned with a specific person.
Okay. So who do I see coming into your life?
I'm not even sure what's like. That, just like anything, any change, employment, life changes.
Okay, Jackie, sure. First of all, I just want to say I see some grandmother energy around you, and that's very protective of you, and it's all good, and... Now, what I'm picking up on, Jackie, is a crossroads, more or less, in your life. And I want to say that especially in January, right around the holidays, I see lots of changes going on, lots of, like, that you want things to, that this is a year that's not going to be the same as last year. I get that real strong, that there's, it was almost a mindset that as we got into January 1st, Jackie, are you working within a team right now?
Yes, I am.
Did you say yes?
Yes.
Okay, it's really hard to hear you. Jackie, I'm picking up that you're going to be taking on an additional work, moving into a bit of a different direction, but it all looks forward. It's all positive, and eventually, okay. I see you. Are you the team leader here?
I am.
Yeah, and it all looks very good. You're very goal oriented, and I see a promotion coming. It looks like right around mid September here. Jackie, I just get that from January 1st, it almost went from last January to this January, and things just now opening up for you with a positive steps in many different directions. I see a relationship that there's something right around mid-February that something seemed to have fallen apart a bit. And
see, I had a bad breakup, but I'm really not concerned with it. Letting it go. I've let it go, so I'm good with that.
Good.
It is what it is.
And Jackie, that's what I'm saying about as we get into this year, there's been a different mindset for you. Now, you're not a doormat for anybody, that's for sure. And you're not going to be treated that way. And so what you learned from this past relationship, Jackie, what my guides are showing me is he was a walk-in in your life. And walk-ins are not always good to have around, but they teach us something about ourselves, something where you know you're never going to go there again. And so that's what that person was in your life. Now, I'm picking up as we get in again, it looks like right around July, could be mid, give or take, because in the spiritual realm, it's very difficult to pinpoint exact time and dates, but I want to say around mid-July, I see a new relationship coming in. And it looks like this person is going to be very emotionally and physically available. Looks like he's going to have his own business too. All looks good, Jackie. This is your year from mid February on.
Yeah, you let go of dead weight and you get good stuff. I'm telling you, it is. Well, I appreciate. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Taking the time.
Thanks. Have a wonderful rest of the day and week.
Thank you. There we go. 215-949-3232 with Bridget on the Psychic Source Hotline. And you're hearing everything okay, Bridget, so far? I know it's been a little choppy here and there.
Yeah,
okay.
It just is a little bit muffled on the callers, but it could be on my end.
Could be. And we had to... Maybe some wackiness going on out there, but we're going to get through this. 215-949-3232, and let's keep on trucking with Simone here, coming up with Bridget. Go ahead. Simone, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Simone.
Yes. Hi.
Could I have your birth date, please?
Yes, it's 12/21/87.
Thank you, Simone. And what's on your mind?
Yes, I want to know, when will I find the love of my life?
Okay. Let me tune in and ask my spiritual guides. Simone, what I'm seeing is I'm picking up that the stage is being set right now. You're doing all the right things. You've decided, and it looks like it right around, I want to say, right around your birthday, that what you really want out of your life, and that you're not the type of woman who will ever settle. You're not. That's never going to work for you. And you're the next person you meet, and I'm picking up that this is coming in. I want to say the stage is being set for everything. You're doing all the right things. You're getting out there. You're opening yourself up, and I'm picking up you've been getting into some spiritual work, at least meditation, Simone, and which is all good. You creatively visualize it. I'm picking up like right around the end of August.
Okay.
That I do see somebody coming in. Simone, you've got a lot of creativity around you. I see a lot of color, a lot of energy.
Okay.
And I'm picking up that this person, and music is very important for you, correct? All different types.
Yes.
And I'm picking up this person that you meet. He's going to be somehow involved, maybe not professionally, but music is going to play a very important part in both of your lives.
You say music?
I'm picking up music strong around this new person that you're going to be meeting. I hear lots of music, different kinds, and I'm picking up that he is going to really understand and appreciate everything that you have to offer. I'm picking up a lot of, I'm picking up actually healing around you, Simone.
Okay.
You have healing hands, Simone.
Okay. And do you see this a long-term thing?
What is that?
I said, do you see this going long-term?
I'm so sorry. What did you say?
I'm sorry. I said, do you see this going long-term?
A long-term. Yes.
Yes, long-term. A long-term relationship.
Yes. This when you meet this man, it's going to be long-term. He is going to have been recently out of a rather toxic relationship, and he knows what he wants and what he doesn't want. I do see this happening long-term, Simone.
Okay.
And also, Simone, I'm just picking up somebody a bit old, mother, maybe somebody a little older, could be grandmother. Health turning around to be miraculously fine.
Okay,
so that all looks good. And
all right.
Everything seems really good. You're moving forward. And just keep yourself out there, because this person is not going to just knock at your door.
Okay,
we always have to do, Simone, we have to do the physical work and the spiritual work.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. God bless.
All right. 215-949-3232 is the hotline number for messages from beyond. And Bridget is working hard today. And we've got Cindy up next. Go ahead. Cindy, are you there?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Cindy. Good to talk to you. Could I have your birth date?
6/24/63.
Thank you. And what's on your mind, Cindy?
I just wanted to see if I was going to be reconnecting with a friend. His name is Matt.
Okay. And could I have Matt's birth date?
8/12/67.
Cindy, I'm picking up that there is still... In spite of a separation, a breakup here, I do pick up a strong attraction cord that has not been broken between the two of you. And I'm picking up there's a relationship that Matt went into. It looks like it's ending. And I do see a reconnection. I'm sorry, I'm not picking up the exact time frame. But it seems to be still a couple months off, Cindy. I don't have the exact time frame. There is somebody that he went into a relationship with. It looks like it's ending right about now.
Okay.
But I am picking up somebody in your energy field, somebody else right now. That maybe it's a friend, but it seems that somebody here that you will be going into before Matt comes, a reconnection. I do see somebody else. It looks
okay.
It looks like a John.
What was that?
There's somebody also near you called John.
John?
Yeah, that I'm picking up on. That before Matt reconnects with you, there's going to be a relationship, short term. So I don't have the exact time frame for Matt return, but I do see a short-term relationship coming for you, Cindy. I'm also picking up career-wise that there's going to be a change coming before the end of this year. It's a positive. It looks like you're going to be moving forward to, it looks almost like something a bit different.
Okay.
And so just, it looks like it's going to be a good year for you. Keep projecting. You have to do the work too, Cindy. It's very important spiritually to keep connected. And I also pick up a grandmother on your mother's side who's very close in your energy field. And she's one of your spiritual guides, actually, Cindy.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Bridget.
Okay, Cindy. God bless.
All right. We are going to take a break and come right back and keep on keeping on here with... Bridget, holding up so far, so good, huh? Not too bad?
Oh, yes. Talking to a bunch of great people.
Yes, so we've got a couple more to go, and we'll take a break, and we'll get back to it, and have at it. So take a deep breath, and we'll have at it here. Messages from beyond Bridget today here on WBCB. And you can reach Bridget at 1-844-511-7373 or at psychicsource.com. Be sure to use the promo code WBCB Radio for a special new customer offer.
I SEPTA Philly.
I SEPTA Philly.
Your SEPTA Philly?
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Route 124.
Route 23.
I SEPTA Philly. The 17 to training.
Jenkintown.
To her house.
His house.
To Betsy's house.
City Hall.
FTC. Delco.
Media. To work.
To school.
To the mall.
Abuelas.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Philly.
Anywhere.
Rob's Automotive and Collision Center in Lower Bucks County is a full-service repair center with competitive prices, top-of-the-line products, and the finest auto body and mechanical repair technicians anywhere. Rob makes repairing your car easy. Rental cars are available, and a free courtesy shuttle is provided. 2700 Veterans Highway in Bristol, 215-826-9200. And now serving New Jersey customers at their new location on Route 33 in Hamilton. For 24-hour emergency towing, call 215-826-0255.
Aggressive, experienced, accessible. This is what the attorneys at Gage Fiore bring to the table. When you need a lawyer, they stand up for you and fight for your rights. If you need legal advice, call Gage Fiore at 877-326-GAGE. 877-326-GAGE. That's the number for Gage Fiore, attorneys that fight for you. You can also find them at attorneysthatfightforyou.com. Gage Fiore, attorneys that fight for you.
Messages from Beyond continues at WBCB. Remember, you can reach Bridget at 1-844-511-7373 or at psychicsource.com. Use the promo code WBCB Radio for a special new customer order. And we have her right now here in the remaining 18 to 20 minutes. And let's have at it again. All right, let me see if I can conjure somebody up here. All right. All right, Bridget, we have Donald is up with you again. Go ahead, Don.
Good morning. I was just wondering if my ex-girlfriend was going to come back to me.
Okay, Donald. Hi again. If your girlfriend is going to come back, Donald, I'm going to need to have her first name and her birthday just to tune in.
Okay, it's Maria, 9/10/1963.
Donald, what my guides are showing me is that Maria can run hot and cold very easily. And the reason for the breakup, what I'm picking up really had nothing to do with what the problems were. Right now, Maria seems as if she's been pulled by something in her past. Now, I'm not picking up any intimate energy around Maria, but I am picking up male energy right now. It's not working out. It seems as if they're not on the same page at all. You are on her mind, Donald. She is comparing this person that she's been pulled back by with you. I'm picking up that there is going to be a reconnection. What you had was very good. The good that you had was a lot better than the things that went wrong here. I'm picking up some trust issues early on were broken, Donald. And but I do see that there's going to be a reconnection. It's not going to happen in the immediate few, in the next few days, few weeks. But Donald, I'm picking up that right before the holidays, Maria is going to contact you. She's going to invite you to an event and that's how I'm picking up it's going to come back. Now, Donald, one of the best ways to make contact with Maria right now is spiritually, and I do see spiritual qualities all around you. Donald, meditation is the key to unlocking your higher self, and then that's the way you can send Maria your love and your energy. You meditate, and when you go into your higher self, that's where all your spiritual guides are, and you talk to them. And one of your strong guides, Donald, is also a guide called Don. And you have one of your spiritual guides is called Don, D-O-N.
Okay.
Now, Donald, you connect, you go into your higher self, and you ask your guides, you send Maria your love and your energy, because all we are, Donald, is energy. That's all we are. Science tells us that now, too. She's going to feel it. Okay? So that's the way you're working on a spiritual level to get Maria back.
Okay, and when she comes back, how's our relationship going to be?
I'm picking up, Donald, that when she comes back, that you've learned and she's learned. You both learned what you didn't want in a relationship. It started off very good, as most relationships do. I'm picking up it wasn't one big thing, Donald, correct? It was a series of small things.
Correct.
And those small things will be addressed before you're ever together again.
Okay.
Because the reason for the breakup had nothing to do with all the reasons you broke up, correct, Donald?
She had just told me that she had found somebody else and that, you know, that she was going on with her life.
Right. And she did find somebody else. But what I'm picking up right now, Donald, is that this person, it's not an intimate relationship as we speak.
Well, so they probably broke up already?
No, I'm picking up it's coming to an end. It's back and forth, Donald. But
okay.
She didn't want to... All the little things added up. And all the good that you had, this is why she's going to come back, thinking about the good. Because it was very, very good at one point.
Yeah, it was. Okay, thank you. I got one quick question. I have a legal matter that's been put on me. I was just wondering if that's going to be resolved or is it going to stay with me?
Okay, Donald, I'm so sorry, but psychics are, we don't, you know, really, you know, we're not supposed to comment on legal issues. I can tell
okay.
you, Donald, let me tell you this, Donald. I'm picking up nothing but bright light ahead for you. What my guides are showing me is a stream of golden light, and it's encircling you. And so you can take that with however you want. But I'm not picking up that this legal issue is going to hold you down at all. In fact, it's in a strange way, it's propelling you forward.
Okay. I have a wedding to go to in August. I was wondering if Maria would be able to go with me.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting because I did see the two of you at an event. And but that's a little bit earlier than I'm thinking, Donald. But now work on, we can affect the physical world through the spiritual, Donald. That's why it's so important to work on a spiritual level, because everything that happens in the physical realm first takes place in the spiritual. And things happen fast in the spiritual realm. I've taught this for over 30 years, Donald. Psychic and spiritual development. And
okay.
when I have couples who communicate with their highest self, where their guides are, things start gelling. And things really come together. So I'm picking up this looks good. But you remember, all you have to do is like 10 minutes a day on meditation. Okay? Just to bring it all together.
Okay.
Because we're physical, mental, and spiritual beings. And when one of us, one part of that is not being nourished, we're not living a full life, Donald.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Donald.
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
All right.
Great.
All right.
God
let's.
Bless, Donald.
Okay. Let's. Boy, things are starting to click here a little bit now. All right. Let's move on with Kay. You're next up with Bridget. Go ahead, Kay.
Good morning.
K-A-Y?
K-A-Y.
Thank you, Kay. What's your birth date?
December 22nd, 1942.
Thank you, Kay. What's on your mind?
I have a man that I have been in a relationship. His name is Spencer. His birthday is December 27th, 1942.
Okay. Kay. There's a very strong connection between you and Spencer. Very strong. Spencer is has had, as you have, nobody handed you anything, Kay. You have not had a very, you've worked for everything you've had. Spencer seems to be at the same place. This looks like this is just fun here. I'm picking up Spencer is maybe just a little bit still being pulled by something in his past emotionally, Kay. I do see the two of you continuing healthy, and Spencer is, he's a good guy. There's good energy around him, as you. I'm picking up good energy here, too. The two of you seem to have a great simpatico for each other, and I'm picking up. Did Spencer recently move, or I just see a bit of a move here?
No, he's lived on the same farm for like 40 some years.
Okay.
But the girl you're talking about is his ex-fiance.
Okay.
And I found out that they have been connecting on the telephone.
Okay, but this is not going anywhere, Kay. I do see that he's been emotionally pulled, but it's not going anywhere. What my guides are showing me is that there's a strong cord that's stronger than what he's been pulled by. And what the two of you have is a total understanding of each other, and you're on the same page. I do see the emotional tie that he has, but this is not going to last, because what I'm picking up on is this ex has somebody else, and even if she didn't, I'm picking up that it's going to be very short, and I don't see this going into a relationship is what I want to say, Kay.
Okay.
And I do see a sale here, a move coming for him within the next 18 months. And perhaps selling of the farm. And I do see in the next 18 months, the two of you together. It looks like you'll be living together.
Okay.
But don't worry about this person who's pulling him. It's only temporary, Kay.
Okay. So do I believe everything he tells me, or is it just kind of...
No, I'm believing, Kay, what I see around Spencer is you can trust him. You can. I'm not picking up... There is a part of him that's like putting together a puzzle, but I'm not picking up liar, Kay.
Okay.
But with this woman, it's very short-lived, because the cord that's going between the two of you that my spiritual guides are showing me is really pretty strong.
Okay.
And it always means a connection. And yes, I'm picking up very strongly that you can trust him. But, Kay, as I told my other callers, too, and what I tell people who call Psychic Source all day long, that Kay, when you meditate, you will reach your highest self. That's where the pool of universal knowledge is. And what I can do is guide you. I can tell you what I see in the future. But for you to have a real knowing, a real grasp on Spencer, and if he's telling you the truth, you go to your highest self. That's where the pool of universal knowledge is, and you're going to have a deeper clarity and a richer understanding, Kay.
Okay.
So I can only tell you, Spencer and you will be together. He's not a liar. This woman that I saw him being pulled by is only temporary.
Is she younger, or is she the same age as us?
I'm picking up she's younger, Kay, but I'm picking But Kay, I'm picking up that there's somebody she's very much connected to, and it's not Spencer.
That would be his daughter-in-law.
No, I'm picking up that there's a woman who, and this woman that he's talking to is connected with a man that she hasn't, that's still in the picture. That's just what my guides are showing me. But, Kay, it doesn't matter, because he ultimately is going to be with you. There's no strong connection cord that what my guides are showing me, and I don't see it.
And should I give him? Should I back away from him and give him some space?
You back away. Okay. You let Spencer, the way Spencer fully pursued you in the beginning, correct?
Yeah.
Right. You back away. He has to fully pursue you. Now, this doesn't mean that you back away and you don't talk to him anymore, or you get involved with somebody else. But you pull back, and you just keep everything very light and airy. You don't talk about the relationship. Spencer has to talk about the relationship, not you. The way he did in the beginning, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the more you back away, Kay, the more he's going to move towards you. Okay? You'll see.
Why didn't he tell me about this?
What's that?
Why didn't he tell me about her? I mean, that she's came forward and is pursuing him.
Because he doesn't want to lose you. Spencer doesn't want to lose you.
That's a good way to lose me.
Exactly, exactly. But he doesn't want to lose you. He thinks you're just going to be there waiting because he went after you. The minute you gave in, he starts to run hot and cold, correct?
Yeah.
Right, because he had you. So now he's spreading his wings, but that's not going to work for you, Kay. Kay, it's a spiritual truth that we teach people how we need to be treated. Spencer is not treating you the way you need to be treated right now.
That's true.
Now, and you know, Kay, you can't change Spencer. The only person you can change is yourself. And when you change, this guy's going to change. Okay? But you're not a doormat for him. And you don't let anybody treat you that way.
No, that's true.
He's not going anywhere. Trust that.
Okay. When is this going to be over between the two of them?
I'm picking up it never really started again. It's just he's doing this because regardless of his age, Kay, he's got some commitment issues. And so that's why when you back away, he doesn't want to lose you. He's going to move towards you.
Okay.
And for you to fully understand all of this is what I hope you'll do. I hope you'll go to my to Bridget at Psychic Source and listen to my podcast called Letting Go. And again, you're not going to be letting go of Spencer. You're just letting go of the anxiety. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
All right.
Okay.
No. No, okay, that did it for me.
Okay. God bless, Kay.
Good enough. Got about,
God bless you, too. Thank you.
We got about 2 minutes. You want to take one on a short call, Bridget, or no?
Sure.
Okay.
It's up to you.
All right. We'll go with Cece. We'll give it a quick go. Cece, go ahead. About 2 minutes. Give it all you have with Bridget. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello, Bridget.
Hi, Cece. Cece, could I have your birth date?
4/28/78.
Okay. Again, I don't do astrological readings. I work through my guides, but you are the best is quite good enough for you, Cece. You are a woman who only will, in material and spiritual, you reach for the highest, Cece, and that's who you are. Now, what's your specific question, Cece?
I want to know whatever you see for me. I've been to hell and back in my life, but I'm just open to God's goodness. I want to know if I'll ever be married. Will it be to someone named Will? And that's it. Whatever you have for me.
Okay, could I have his first name?
Will.
And Will's birth date?
He's August 29th.
Okay. Cece, what my guides are showing me is an on and off again. I'm picking up just a bit of an emotional and a physical standstill right now, correct?
Yeah.
Cece, I don't know if you were listening to what I told Kay a few minutes ago. Will needs to be the pursuer here, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you just keep this as light as you can keep it. I do see the two of you, what my guides are showing me is a very strong connection. I do see the on and off. I do see that Will is a bit of a game player, Cece. And so, and you're not playing a game by holding back, that's for sure. But I do see the two of you together. And it looks like you're going to be... solidly together by late summer, early fall. I see a real good connection here, Cece.
And with
does
that,
he love me, or is he just
and with
a game
and with
player?
That, I see the end of the show. Unfortunately, but we have run out of time, and thanks a lot for all the callers who did chip in. And Bridget, you were working really hard there. I thought you were going to blow out a tonsil the way things were going. The way things were going.
Well, it was great fun. It was such great fun, and thank you. It was great fun, and so I'm on all day at Psychic Source.
Oh, you got it. All right, thank you so much. All right, that's Bridget from the Psychic Source Mondays at 9 o'clock here on WBCB. Stay tuned.